All right, Jeffrey, give me an example of one of your worst cases of psychic attacks with an individual who has just been shrouded with rage, hate, fear. Tell me what happened. How did they come to you? What did you do? What happened to them when you saw them? Just give us the whole lowdown on them.
Sure. I can tell you that the most awful cases that I deal with are families who come and see me and they are under attack by a negative spirit. Negative spirits don't play fair, George. So when they attack a family, they attack the weakest point of that family. Usually what I find that to be is a very young child, 6 months to a year, 2 years old. So I was called a couple of months ago to help a family out where things were actually coming off the walls at night, physically, and also that people were complaining about something crawling into the bed with them at night. And the child, the young child, is about 6 months old, was screaming all night long, and as if something was attacking it. And a dog was barking near the child's crib and wouldn't stop. So they called me, and I went in there and found, in that case, that there was a very negative spirit that had decided to attack this family to disrupt them, to get them to have arguments, to get them to feel uncomfortable, to blame each other for these different problems, and eventually to commit violence and break up.
Jeffrey, can even the strongest person with emotion, who's a good person, a loving person, can they be attacked by one of these psychic entities?
It does happen. It is not as common. Usually the negative spirits are attracted to some element of a person or energy field. And what is going on usually is there's lots of negative emotional energies from negative events, anger, substance abuse, something, and a negative spirit has caught its eye. Basically, that it picks up on the emotional energy that this person is generating and decides to interfere. How do they interfere? Spirits attack us emotionally. They try to attack us when we're at our weakest, when we're thinking about doing something negative or thinking negative about somebody else or ourselves, and they try to amplify those feelings. So the idea is that a negative spirit would stand next to us and basically try to get us to feel what it's feeling, hopelessness, rage, despair, and anger, and possibly get that person to commit suicide or commit some violent crime.